You're watching The American Journal with your host, live right now at band.video.
The Euphrates River has been slowly drying up for years. And lately, this trend has increased in both its speed and impact on countries in the surrounding region. In fact, over 7 million people are directly affected by the river drying up. This is due to the construction of multiple new dams, the water policies enacted by governments, and mostly this is because of droughts. Droughts from a lack of rainfall. But is this just a cyclical climate pattern in this part of the world, which will one day return to a surplus of rainfall that fills the river again? Or is this a sign of the end times? The river Euphrates is mentioned many times throughout the Bible, mostly referred to as a general geographic area, or as the border of an empire's reach, fought over by various groups of people as kings tried to conquer more lands for their kingdom. However, in the book of Revelation, the Euphrates River takes on a prophetic purpose, which has infatuated Bible scholars for centuries. In chapter 16, the clear reference to the Euphrates River drying up is made as seven angels pour God's wrath upon the earth, the infamous seven plagues. Quote, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." Probably meaning the way was prepared for the kings of the east to conquer the traditional Holy Land, seeing as the river would no longer be in the way. Because this is the sixth plague, or judgment of God's wrath, we will have to see the first five plagues executed beforehand, meaning that the Euphrates River will not dry up until the mark of the beast is enacted, and those who receive it have sores, all sea life is killed, the rivers turn to blood, etc. In short, we will see these other signs of judgments before the Euphrates River dries up and demonstrates the plague prophecy. In chapters 8 through 11, seven angels stand before God and individually sound seven trumpets in sequential order, each initiating a new event in the course of the end times, before the great conflict between good and evil reaches its ultimate climax. In chapter 9, John writes, quote, "The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed to slay the third part of men." So in the end times scenario, the Euphrates River plays a deadly role. But what are these four angels released to slay a third of the population? The following verses describe these four angels as horsemen with breastplates of fire, and their horses with the heads of lions, breathing fire and brimstone from their mouths, which is what is said to kill the third part of men. Clearly, like prophecies throughout the entire Bible, these images in Revelation are symbolic. But what do these symbols mean? The best way to interpret prophecy is through the studying of other pieces of scripture, using the Bible itself as its own interpreter. There are many views on the symbolic meanings in the book of Revelation. So be a responsible student. Read the Bible for yourself and see if you can catch a glimpse of understanding from this scripture. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. This is Brian Wilson with Infowars.com.
Of course, you can find that video on band.video. Learned how the Euphrates River drought is a sign of the end times. I don't think we take, you know, as obviously we do here at InfoWars, but the wider public doesn't take these type of thing seriously enough, even to the extent of something as seemingly silly as like Groundhog Day, right? But there's a certain psychic energy that happens when a huge community decides to treat something as prophetic. It tends to be like a self-fulfilling thing. Do you remember what happened this year when they tried to pull the groundhog out, see whether winter would last several more weeks? It was dead. It died. In the ancient world, people would have like gone to war over a sign like that. We should pay attention to it.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Yo, Rom, I got that video that you wanted me to do the report on. Do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video? Rob, do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video report? What is going on? What the? Oh my gosh.
That's how you support Freedom and its products that you need. I had them. I had the Supernova Vitality and Brain Force, and man, I got to get me some more of that, because there's a big difference when you have it and when you don't have it. Natural supplements that you all need. Get your t-shirts, and I think they still may have some videos left, but whatever it is that's on there, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support Freedom. Support Freedom, people, all right?
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we will be opening up the phones for your calls this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now. Perhaps no story encapsulates the issues that we face right now better than this. Ukrainian refugee girl finds San Francisco schools so violent she wants to go back. A Ukrainian refugee girl who settled in San Francisco with her mother is finding public school in the city so violent that she longs to return to her war-torn country, where she feels children are less cruel to one another. As reported on Sunday, it didn't take Yana long to realize that real life in her eighth grade classes at Marina Middle School was nothing like the scenes that played out on her television screen. Students interrupted classes, jumped on desks, cursed at teachers. At first, Yana wondered what was going on, but then, quote, nothing happened. Students were not disciplined or prevented from repeat behavior. Yana just wants to go back to her hometown in central Ukraine, back to the only school she knew before the war, even as her mom and aunt have started to research camps and other programs in San Francisco to occupy the summer months. A year ago, San Francisco voters recalled 3 school board members after concerns that the district had moved in a radical far-left direction. So again, you've got, you know, the war in Ukraine, which of course was largely started by American influence groups like the Open Society Foundation cooperating with the CIA to foment the chaos there in order to, you know, get Russia to attack first. And so we have the excuse of going, well, it's not us, it's them. They're invading. But all you have to do is have a memory a little bit longer than a couple years to remember all this happening. In fact, in case you don't remember, let's go back in time. Let's take a look at this, and we can the audio doesn't have to be too high in this because it's pretty loud. This was a video from back in 2014. Here's Ukrainian soldiers just shooting into the homes of civilians in East Ukraine. Let's watch this. They are smiling, laughing out in the open, right? They're not shooting at snipers shooting back at them. They're not unloading their rifles into a fortified position. It's an apartment building that they're firing into pointlessly. This is just the type of terror that the people in eastern Ukraine in the Donbas region experienced for year upon year until Russia intervened. Not a lot of talk about this. American politicians weren't calling this a war crime and demanding intervention to stop Ukraine from carrying this out. But there it is. And of course, even this weekend, you have Israeli bombers bombing the hell out of civilian areas of Damascus, even as that area tries to rebuild itself from the horrific earthquake that has killed over something like 20,000 people. Totally insane. But not only are they not calling out Israel for committing crimes against humanity, committing war crimes and demanding intervention there, they aren't even mentioning it. It's not even being reported anywhere. That's what life is like under an international rules-based system where only one side gets to or has to abide by it. Pretty insane stuff. Blinken, of course, is doing everything he can to encourage the perspective that crimes against humanity have occurred in Ukraine only from the Russians. Now, of course, on this show, we've showed you Ukrainian soldiers dropping chemical weapons on the Russian military. That's obviously a war crime. I don't even show you the videos, but we have all of them. And if you subscribe to my Substack, then you have access to them. Videos of Ukrainian soldiers literally torturing and killing Russian prisoners of war. Also, obviously a war crime. Put that on top of the crimes against humanity committed from 2014 and beyond. I mean, it's completely arbitrary what these people care about, what they want you to focus on, who they want you to blame for which actions. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about peace. They don't care about any of the things that they pretend to care about. They care about using those things to get you to be in favor of their warmongering. It's really as simple as that. Here's the published statement from Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. Crimes against humanity in Ukraine, based on careful analysis of the law and available facts, I have determined that members of the Russian forces and other Russian officials have committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. My God. Do you have any evidence? No? Just your word? Great. Well, you're a liar, so I'm just not going to believe you. Yeah, if this was really happening, it'd be bad. You know, it would really not be good. But you're despicable liars that I wouldn't trust to watch my dog when I went out of town for the weekend. So why would I trust you in a matter of such importance when you're the ones that bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. I don't know if that exactly was a crime against humanity, but I think if Russia did it, you would say that it was. Again, so it's just, you know, I don't know how to get through to people. Like, I just try to put myself in the mindset of normies that are just like, yes, Kamala Harris and President Biden are over there standing up for the brave Ukrainians against big bad Russia. Thank God they're there. And they're just like just making money hand over fist, hundreds of billions of dollars, no end in sight, no discussion of peace. They started this war. They created it. Everybody recognizes it at this point. If you watch the show, you know we've quoted everybody from former prime ministers of Italy to current prime ministers of places like France. I mean, everybody's just like, yeah, this is Ukraine's fault. Yeah, they could have just stopped bombing the people of Donbass 6 years ago, and none of this would have ever happened. But they were encouraged to, and this entire conflict was created by the American intervention in Ukraine. And of course, Trump tried to put a stop to, and they impeached him over it. I mean, all of this is obvious. All of it's just readily available for anybody that wants to look for it. But we have to sit here and just – it's almost like a humiliation ritual. We'll go to clip number 8 here. When you've got, again, just – and I got to say, the leftists, it is biblical the level to which you people have been played. Really, just – we're all going to die because you people are just so easy to control and manipulate. And it's of a historical level because you've got positions that forever, for all of time, for the rest of history, the position of first female and first non-white woman elected to the vice presidency, an executive position at the highest levels of our government, will forever be occupied by somebody that was the least popular person in the Democratic primary. Nobody wanted her. Nobody liked her. She's basically booed off the stage at the debates. Nobody liked her at all. But she's in the position. She was appointed there. Like, you people get played so hard. And then she, who is she? She's somebody that literally got her start in politics as a whore. Not as a criticism of her, but like just something to call her, a name to call her. No, but by, like, literally Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, was like, oh yeah, I gave her a position because she dated me. Like, it's like, this is who, for all of history, you have as your representative of this great achievement. So again, we are playing nuclear brinksmanship, and the people on our side are diversity hires, incompetence, literal imbeciles that don't even know what they're doing. Here is her trying to be very serious. And again, it's half funny because of what a despicable failure she is, but also half horrifying that this has real-world consequences. Let's go down to clip number 8 here. Kamala Harris saying Russia has committed crimes against humanity. Very serious.
The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity. And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account.
If you listen closely, you can hear Putin laughing from here.
In the face of these indisputable facts, to all of us here in Munich, let us renew our commitment to accountability. Let us renew.
Says the administration that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. They don't want accountability.
Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually market a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. It's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it. Private label by us of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country. Already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and that it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Self-sufficiency. Probably the leader. We've already set up operations against them. We've already exposed them so bad. All our past work is like money in the bank. It's already, I can get killed tomorrow or put in prison or whatever. We already them up. We them hard. We them hard. You, New World Order. We you.
One more to go.
Right. So you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning. My destruction will be spectacular.
Accepted.
Oh, I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. I'm just here to tell you, we can see you. Miles and miles and miles.
have a lot to cover here today. We're going to go out to your phone calls. Now I understand we have some good ones. If you want to call in, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Dana or Dana in California wants to talk about a new bill, a new federal bill, I understand. Dana, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, Harrison, thank you so much. I must say, I've been watching you guys for a while, and what you started a year ago with Karen Kingston talking about what's going on in UC Riverside, California, the funding to figure out how to put vaccines in plants for edible consumption, really, really caught our eye, and caught the eye of Tennessee Representative Scott Sipicki of District 64. So I said to him, what do you think about this? And he said, wow, I can't believe this is going on. They're going to actually put vaccines for human consumption in our food supply. And I said, yeah, you know, it's out there. It's public knowledge. And, you know, it would be great if we could, you know, try to figure out how to deal with this in Tennessee. And he said, you can't. He said the FDA and the USDA are too powerful in the state of Tennessee. And you won't be able to prevent these kinds of foods from coming into the food supply. He says, but maybe we could create a labeling bill where the food that is coming in is labeled. So just think about this. You go to a restaurant and you say, well, do I want to order the vaccinated salad or the unvaccinated salad?
Good Lord.
So now it has to be labeled. So he put the bill together. Originally, it was House Bill 0016. And it didn't say human in it, so he had to redo it with the legal team there. And now it's House Bill 0032 in Tennessee. And the Tennessee Farm Bureau, which is the insurance company for the farm, and also other people, and they do a lot of lobbying and things like that at the state level, they said, Scott, we want to meet with you. We don't like this bill. So he wasn't sure what was going on. He met with them. He met with the president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau. And he met with their legal team that deals with the laws at the Tennessee state level. And they said, we don't like this. We think there's going to be an interstate issue because you have a mom and pop grocery store in Tennessee and they want to get supplies, whatever, to sell. They may go to Kentucky and the food's not labeled in Kentucky and it's sold to Tennessee residents. So they said, we want to push this up to the federal level. This should be a federal discussion.
Mm.
So this happened last week, and it's now in the hands of the American Farm Bureau in Washington, D.C., and Marsha Blackburn is picking it up, along with Mark Green, who are going to work this at the federal level to figure out how we get labeling of these kinds of foods that are basically tainted with some sort of a human vaccine, whatever it might be. Today it's mRNA, tomorrow it could be something else. That's kind of where we are right now. So I thought I just wanted to compliment you guys because it's because of your Karen Kingston presentation 1 year ago, it started people thinking about this and started politicians thinking about what do we do? How do we? It's a consumer protection issue.
Sure.
You know, if this stuff is in someone's food, you know, you go to the restaurant or you go to the grocery store and you got little Johnny and you're thinking this to yourself, well, is this little Johnny's second or third vaccinated salad this month? You know, is he going to have an allergic reaction? I mean, there's a law in relation to labeling for peanut allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same kinds of things should exist here, but nobody's talking about it. And the state of Tennessee is trying to be a bit of preemptive with this to get the proper labeling because we're probably not going to be able to keep it out of our food supply, but that's what's happening. So I thought you just guys would want to know
what
you started and good stuff.
Well, definitely, and that's fantastic to hear. And congratulations to you on and whoever was helping you on getting this in front of the Tennessee legislature. And now, of course, it's making its way up to the federal level. Just while you were talking, I was searching. I couldn't find anything on the federal level, but we do have the bill from the Tennessee General Assembly, HB 0032. This bill prohibits additional conduct under the Tennessee Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, as described below. It would classify the following acts. And the causing of the following acts is Class C misdemeanors: the manufacture, sale, or delivery, holding, or offering for sale of food, drug, device, or cosmetic that is adulterated or misbranded, the adulteration or misbranding of food, drug, device, or cosmetic, the receipt of this is exactly what you're talking about. Here it is. People can go find it and look it up for themselves if they want to see it. I guess it has a corresponding Senate bill, 0088, and I'd love to hear what Marsha Blackburn is doing in respect of this on the federal level. It's good to see that people are picking this up. That's great. And of course, we always ask the question here: if vaccines are mandatory, do you have to know about them? I mean, if they can tell you you have to take the vaccine, can they also secretly give it to you without telling you? Because, you know, what's the difference? Why would your awareness be necessary if they're going to force it on you anyway? And we know that they have this plan to put so-called vaccines, and of course, they're not vaccines, and we probably shouldn't use that label since they are just mRNA gene manipulation technologies. They're not vaccines until the dictionary changed the definition of vaccine to match what these are. So they're not vaccines at all. So who covered this? I can't see the just local. This is just the local news in Tennessee. Tennessee bill would require clear labeling of vaccines in food. Vaccines in food. Just insane. And you're right. I mean, if without our awareness, without people standing up and speaking out about this, they would have just done it and not said anything and just... you wouldn't have known. You would, for the last 3 years, you've been eating mRNA spike protein vaccines. Just completely, totally absurd. And of course, we know that cows that are vaccinated, the vaccine is in the milk. Chickens that are vaccinated, the vaccine's in the eggs. So, I mean, they're literally poisoning our entire food supply with this from the ground up. No exaggeration there. I'm glad you called in about this, and thank you for that, Dana. Anything else before we let you go?
No, just that Representative Scott Sapicki is happy to talk with anyone about this and let the world know, because this is going to be a national issue very quickly.
As it should be. Thank you. We'll reach out to him, see if he wants to come on. Very important stuff. And of course, this used to be something that, you know, my stance on made me a leftist, right? Not wanting GMOs in the food, at least wanting the GMOs labeled so you can avoid them, not wanting pesticides and poisons in our food. I mean, from the poisons to the GMO manipulation, and now the vaccines. And actually, this will be a nice segue into our next segment, because we're going to talk about the 15-minute cities, and on top of that, the horrific replacement to farming that they're coming out with. Well, we'll show you a little preview of this now. Clip number 22. This is actually posted by an official Chinese government account on Twitter. A profitable high-tech farm. So they're getting rid of family farms, getting rid of the mom and pops with the cows and the chickens and the pigs. They're going to replace it with something that looks like this. Let's watch. $4 billion to build a 26-story to raise 600,000 plus pigs. This is a farm in your globalist utopia. Dystopia. I mean, it looks like a soulless apartment building, but inside that will just be hundreds of thousands of pigs. Probably, and at that point, yeah, you got to vaccinate them. You got to fill them with antibiotics. You got to pump them full of growth hormone. That's the future of farming if we don't stand up and demand something natural and good and righteous rather than this dystopian, technocratic, hellish world.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
So, I had a distant relative suffering from seizures, and they called me and asked me, what should we get? And I said, look, you should try CBD, because CBDA has this effect with people. and anti-seizure effects. And I said, you got to try this. So I bought on your store two vials of your CBD, 1,000 milligrams. I couldn't believe the price that you had. It was so low. I mean, the value of that, if people know this industry, the price is very, very good. I sent a bottle to my family member. I kept a bottle for myself. And then my family member was using it, having amazing results. I sent a bottle. Well, my lab director was working on a new method to quantitate cannabinoids, about 10 or 12 of them, using a single four-minute method on an LCMS instrument, a mass spec instrument. And she asked me, hey, do you have a sample of CBD oil that we can test on this method? And I said, okay, sure. So I gave her a sample blind. She didn't know it was InfoWars or any brand or anything. Gave it to her blind. She ran the sample, got the results. And wow, this is a full profile. It's a full spectrum. It's got CBDA in it. I said, yeah, of course it does. It's got CBD. And it's, super, super low THC. We test for Delta 9 and all that stuff. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've tested about 100 CBD products. What do you think this product would cost in the marketplace, just looking at the lab results? She said, $150. In the same volume that you have. I just looked at your store. This is, I think, $67 or $68 on InfoWars store. No joke, Alex. And you didn't ask me to talk about this, but I got to tell you, just independently, this CBD product that you have is an outstanding value. It's outstanding. I'm taking it myself, and it's helping my family members. So I just want to put that on the record. It's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, here's all that happened with the InfoWars MD line. We went out looking for new suppliers because we were getting blocked everywhere and having issues getting the stuff we wanted, as you know, with supply chain breakdowns. We ran into two big companies that are listeners, and this particular company said, we have over 50 products. Most of them are already top sellers. And I said, well, what do you think your best products are? They said, well, this is wide-spectrum CBD that we sell under a couple different names in stores and at medical clinics for about $120 to $150. We recommend you sell it for $100, and we got to buy it for like $30. And I just said, no, we're going to double our money's enough. So, yes, this is $100 to $120, especially the 1,000-milligram one, CBD,
yep,
for about half the price. And so you nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a big top tester like you, an expert. I just go out and say, what's top rated? Who's already got the best test? Who is that? And then that way we know it's already built in, that it's quality. So thank you for the support.
It has to be processed correctly. And whoever you're using as your source, they know how to do that to maintain it so it keeps all those molecules in their form. CBDA is very delicate, and it can be destroyed through heat.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we have all this stuff happening, and it's all happening in coordination. It's all happening by design at exactly the same time. And we're trying to lay out to you how the attack is really on from all directions. 15-minute smart cities, the vaccine programs, vaccines in your food now, obviously just horrifying, the implications of that. And the Ukraine war and the energy crisis that's created, and the Nord Stream pipeline that has exacerbated all of that, and the fact that all of this is contributing to the inflation that is driving people at a higher rate than ever before to have to dip into their retirement funds just to stay afloat, meaning that they are draining your savings by these actions, meaning that they are bringing about the world in which you will own nothing. Everything you ever have will be a debt-based something you have to pay off. It's the paradigm of the company store that used to exist in this country. I mean, it's all happening all at once, not just separate movements independently destroying the culture and the nation and sense of safety and all of that stuff, but all operating, all doing their part to bring about the total collapse, which they will take advantage of and use to their own ends, because that's the design the entire time. But at the same time, the awakening is occurring. Just this weekend, you had, of course, the Rage Against the War Machine rally in D.C., demanding a stop to the Ukraine war, bringing together socialists and libertarians to stand up for peace when nobody else will. But you also had massive protests against the Oxford 15-minute city center program. We'll show you videos of that in just a little bit. You also had a massive protest in Ottawa as the Canadian government decided it was perfectly valid and an appropriate use of the Emergency Act for Justin Trudeau to shut down the bank accounts of people who didn't like what he was doing. But, you know, so, you know, it's like that's sort of the perfect example, right? You have simultaneously the, you know, official approval of these types of really dystopian totalitarian methods of silencing dissidents, but the corresponding protest of people saying we will not be silenced, we know what you're doing, and we're not going to stand down for it. You've got, you know, protests embroiling massive segments of the French population as they burn the NATO flag and demand a stop to this war. So you've got like all of these massive – oh, and also the Pfizer HQ being protested in New York. Tons of videos from that. Huge crowd out chanting Nuremberg, demanding that these people be held to account for their crimes against humanity. I mean, the awakening really is on, folks. And that last caller, you know, showed us how effective this information war can be when put into action. When, you know, we cover what these people are trying to do and you reach out to your local representative and they start passing a bill and that gets the attention of people at the federal level, we can actually put a stop to this. We can actually put this information into action and prevent what they want us to think is inevitable, the prison planet state of things. And again, we'll get to the videos that show you just how real and appropriate that phrase is, prison planet. Here you're seeing videos from the New York City march, again, where they're quite literally chanting Nuremberg and demanding recompense from these people in their massive, massive genocidal program. So I hope you can support us in this mission, of course, with your calls, with your activism, with taking this information and putting it into action. And we get a lot of people who really want InfoWars to do more. They're like mad at us that all we do is talk about this. It's like not everybody can do everything. Our job is very clear. Our job is to inform you about this stuff. Our job is to catalog and capture all of this information from across a huge spectrum of sources. Try to identify what is important, what is coming down the pipe, what is around, not the next corner, but the corner after that and the corner after that, to prepare you to defend yourself, your family, but also your nation, your community against these programs. We're passing the torch on to you. It's up to you. And it's amazing what people are able to achieve by taking this information and turning it into activism and policy and things like that. So we'll continue to do our part as the, you know, centralized information hub here. All we ask is that you support us in this and then take this information and put it into action. Start your own movement, start your own groups, start your own protest. We're seeing the fire start to rise. We're seeing the snowball of the Great Awakening start to roll down the hill and gather steam. We know that our enemies are only going to double down on their programs. We cannot ask them nicely to stop doing what they're doing, because what they're doing is not an accident. What they're doing is not a incidental, you know, outcome of their program. These are the outcomes that they desire. These are why these programs are in place. So you have to stop them. You can't ask them to stop. You can't beg them to stop. You can't, you know, they're not interested in this information. They know this information. They're in favor of it. So it's up to you to take it and use your power as an American citizen, using the rights that we still maintain, to stop all this in its tracks, not just American, across the world. And again, most of the news we're going to cover in the next couple segments is going to be about Europe, since they're under this exact same program. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We make it so easy for you to do it. And of course, we provide you many of the antidotes to the poisons that you're being fed, right? Try the prebiotic fiber that's now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWars Life MD has everything from the turmeric supplement to the CBD supplement to, you know, the vitamin chews, D3 vitamin chews. I mean, it's almost every day I see some new benefit to vitamin D. The latest is a scientific study showing that vitamin D can help build and retain muscle mass. This on top of just the study after study after study that shows how effective it is in superpowering your immune system. So we not only give you the information you need to have a healthy self and community and nation, but we give you the supplements that you need to actually combat some of the attacks that we're under. And of course, it's a total 360 win, meaning that you keep us on air, you keep the Alex Jones Show, the War Room, the American Journal, and all of the great creators at band.video pumping out this information as, you know, tactical nukes against the opposition in the information war. And with that, we go back out to your phone calls. Janitor 73 wants to talk about these underground tunnels, these massive caves. Janitor 73, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I saw that video come over the weekend. Oh, by the way, thank you for everything you guys do. You have the best morning show on the internet, hands down. Nothing better. Next, those caves. There was something in our local news here, Springfield, Missouri, about a year ago, talking about those caves and how they store like 1 million pounds of cheese under there and all that. Now I'm reading now it's up to like 1.4 billion pounds of cheese is stored under there. SpringfieldUnderground.com. They lease like space down there and 30-foot ceilings and miles and pretty amazing. My brother's a trucker. I want to find out what he knows about there.
Mm. What do you think they're doing with oh my God, 7 million pounds of dairy, Missouri's cheese caves. Good Lord. Like, what do you think this is? They just need 7 million pounds of cheese just for a rainy day? I mean, what do you think this is about?
That's 3 pounds of cheese for each American. I don't know, man. Maybe InfoWars needs to lease lease space there. Let's get in some of that cheese in an underground base. You know, I don't know, man. It's pretty wild.
Pretty wild. Yeah. And again, you know, it's sort of like all this stuff. Like I know people are going to take it the wrong way when I say this, but like a lot of this stuff is not bad on its surface. Even I think like big government, not bad on surface. It's about what it's intended for and who is using it. Like a lot of these, even like some of the, you know, if they were using the power of surveillance to actually go after criminals, I could see that being a positive thing. If they're using these underground bases to actually like, you know, store food and supplies for the American people, if some disaster happens, then we have access to it. But it's like none of it is for our benefit. None of it is used appropriately to benefit the people that pay for it. It's all just hijacked from us. It's all just these people in power taking it for themselves, using the power for themselves to crush dissidents and to, you know, silence the opposition. None of it's actually helping anything. So the caves are the same thing. Hey, you want to store a bunch of supplies for the American people? Great. Oh, you're going to hoard it for yourself and kill all the American people as you make a breakaway system? Well, now we have an issue.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Introducing Amazon Echo. With your new personal assistant, Alexa Jones. Whatever you need, all you have to do is ask Alexa Jones.
Well, what does it do?
Alexa, what do you do?
I'm not here to play ball, dumbass. I'm here to overturn your system and restore the republic.
Awesome. Huh. Alexa, play rock music.
You think you're in control? Bless your heart.
Alexa, stop.
Excuse me.
Wait, I want to try. Alexa, what time is it?
Listen, you bug-eyed control freak leftist.
Alexa, how tall is Mount Everest?
Under the mountain. If you catch him kissing goblins, or if you catch him in bed with a goblin, you know, that's a problem.
Alexa, add wrapping paper to the shopping list.
They couldn't find it even with super hot blonde Russian sex operatives that work for the CIA.
Alexa, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
I'm going to be ruled by a bunch of retards? I'm not going to sit here and put up with this crap anymore.
Alexa, set a timer for 8 minutes.
Newsflash, dumbasses! There ain't no frickin' Russians giving orders around here, you goddamn pieces of shit!
That's not a morning person, but Echo definitely helps him wake up.
We know we're under attack!
Alexa, alarm off. Alexa, give me my flash news briefing.
We've got a bunch of inbred crazy people that for like 1,400 years have been invading the whole planet and...
What did the dog say after a long day of work?
What?
Today was rough.
Absolutely pathetic, ladies and gentlemen.
Alexa, tell me another joke.
I'm not a basketball player, but I do bounce heads off the ground.
Dad, how do you spell cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe. C-A-N-T... Alexa, how do you spell cantaloupe?
What are you growling at me for? You think I'm food? I'm not your food! Get that through your stinking narcotics trafficking head! Excuse me! Excuse me! I break free of your mind control, filth!
With everything Echo can do, it's really become part of the family.
We're never stopping. Hell or high water, we're going over the top, and you're never going to stop us. Do you understand that? I'm just here to tell you, we can see you. Miles and miles and miles.
Oh, no, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Folks, welcome back. Of course, we know that our establishment is driving us towards nuclear conflict with Russia using the excuse that, basically a pair of excuses. One, that we live in a international rules-based order, the lie of which is exposed every time one of us commits some sort of atrocity, whether it's, Israel this weekend killing dozens of innocent civilians in Damascus as they bomb that city. Not a single word from the mainstream media, not a single word from the establishment about that. Or whether it's the, a tyrannical, dystopian, totalitarian way that the American government is imprisoning peaceful, nonviolent protesters under, accusing them of treason, putting them in prison for decades, right? Just completely outrageous, something that, to the wider public would be obvious if it was Russia doing it, but it's us. So it's good, I guess, right? So that's the absurdity of the international rules-based system on its face, from the number of interventions America's been involved in over the last couple of years. You can just ignore everything they say about the international rules-based order. But the other side is that it's all about democracy. It's all about democracy. Of course, it's innately ironic that the vast majority of people in a lot of these countries don't want to go to war with Russia, but we're going to go to war with Russia anyway to save democracy, right? We have to save democracy, and in order to save democracy, you have to ignore the democratic will of the people. Does this make any sense to anybody? Of course not. And one place that you see this on display really more than any other is, there's really not one. It's like the immigration issue. That's one of them, right? You've got places that, like the UK or Ireland, where you've got the vast majority coming out and protesting for literally decades, saying we do not want immigrants, only to be told shut up by their elite and for millions of people to be brought in anyway, and for everything to get worse, and then you're called a racist if you point it out or notice it. That's not democracy. That's an imposition. It's tyranny. And the 15-minute cities and all these other globalist programs are just more examples of this. The farming destruction in the Netherlands, where they're shutting down 3,000 family farms in the Netherlands, just by order of the World Economic Forum. They're being shut down. The vast majority of the parliament said no. The vast majority of the people said no. The farmers themselves got up in protest. They were all ruthlessly crushed by the will of the elites who love democracy when it goes with them. But if it doesn't, then it's a nuisance that can be tread over. And this is really the case that is really on display this weekend with protest in Oxford, about the 15-minute city center. And we're going to go to some of those videos now. But on top of that, Eva Vlaardingerbroek says this: the majority of the Dutch parliament said no to the European digital identity, but our cabinet signed off on it in Brussels anyway. The result, the EID, is going to happen, and the Dutch parliament no longer has the means to reject the final result. Our democracy is a farce. Of course, the digital ID, a necessary component in this planetary prison system. Smart Newcastle by Julian Romanello. The city of Newcastle, South Wales, New South Wales in Australia, has partnered with Cisco Systems to make the area a smart city. So, I mean, they're expanding this out from Russia to everywhere else. And they even say this is to implement the fourth industrial revolution. In case you were wondering whether the World Economic Forum was the driving force behind this, that is the World Economic Forum's preferred phraseology for their globalist takeover, the fourth industrial revolution. So we're going to go to some of these protests. You can see some of them now. We were just playing B-roll, just the sheer scale of protest against this. But you remember when it was first announced, it was literally announced with the phrase, whether you like it or not. They said, we're doing this whether you like it or not. We're going to go to nuclear war to save democracy, but we're going to impose things on you whether you like it or not, regardless of the democratic feeling about it. This is how schizophrenic their reasoning is. So we'll go to a clip that's been going moderately viral but deserves more attention. Clip number two, here's a 12-year-old girl. She's using basic 12-year-old girl logic to completely destroy the idea, the concept, the usefulness, the announced purpose of the 15-minute city program. Let's go now to this 12-year-old genius. Let's watch.
I could stand here and say more or less what other people are going to say about the effect of these 15-minute neighborhoods, soon to become digital ID facial recognition zones. Let's say my friend lives in zone 3 and I'm in zone 1. If, for example, I went to my friend's house in zone 3, my parents normally come and pick me up in their car. It only takes 10 minutes. So does that mean that they would have to go round the ring road and back into town again? If my mum or dad had to drive round the ring road, it would take 30 minutes, causing much more pollution and leaving a much bigger carbon footprint. They will say, you can walk home. Would that be safe for me to walk home? Me as a 12-year-old walking home in the dark alone. Is that really going to be safe? Then they will say, oh, don't worry about that. We've already thought of that. You'll be safe. We will have 1,000 cameras on the streets following you and tracking you all the way home. Oh, and just remember, it's for your safety. What? Are you serious? Do you really think I want to be watched every second of the day? Are you serious? Thousands of cameras tracking my every move until I get home. At this point, I have to ask, is my safety that important to me that I want to be followed by cameras all the way home? Or do I prefer to have freedom than privacy? For your information, I still wouldn't feel safe. No amount of cameras is going to stop someone who wants to attack me. I want to be safe, but not to the extent that I am prepared to give up my freedom and my privacy to have it. As a 12-year-old, I am really concerned about my future. And to Klaus Schwab, I say this. How dare you? How dare you steal my childhood and my future? And the future of all children by enslaving us in your crazy digital surveillance prison. We all know where this is leading. These are the first steps of a dystopian reality called 15-minute neighborhoods. From a small seed, a huge tree can grow. Climate change is being used to control us, to nudge us in the direction the greedy people want us to go. The truth is that the greedy people want total control over everything we do, everything we think, and everything we say. Our government has been hijacked by greedy and selfish imposters posing as politicians. They believe they are better than us and masters over us. And until this problem is effectively dealt with, the tyranny will continue. Thank you.
So again, absolutely brilliant. And you can see the size of the crowd there, people cheering her on, understanding, fully understanding where this heads. Not just mad that, like, they aren't going to be able to drive 50, but actually comprehending the full scale of these totalitarian surveillance control grid that's being laid down on us right now. And of course, China's already embodied this in many ways. Let's go to the next link here, clip number 5, China's 15-minute dystopian hell. Here's what it looks like in China when this gets fully embodied. Let's go ahead and roll it. You actually, instead of just, you know, cameras documenting where you're going, you have metal bars stopping you, and you have to scan your QR code on your phone for permission. That's where the digital ID comes in, and, you know, literal physical barriers. And of course, this just reminds me and makes me think of the story that we covered when it first came out of the Israeli checkpoints that look almost exactly like this, only they have the added addition of AI machine guns looking at everybody trying to cross through and face scanning them and determining whether they are allowed to pass through the gate or whether they get filled with lead. And we actually have a photo of that here, but you can go back in our show files and or on band.video and find our full report about what that looked like, right? There's the AI machine gun mounted on a camera to murder anybody that tries to get through these without, you know, permission. And then we have clip number 22, which we showed a preview of a little bit earlier. But this is a profitable high-tech farm posted by a Chinese official government account on Twitter that looks like a giant dystopian Soviet-style apartment block, only it will be filled with 600,000 pigs. This is the future of farming under the dystopian hell. So this should give you a pretty clear view of what they have designed for us. Checkpoints with metal barriers where you have to scan your digital ID in order to get permission to go more than 15 minutes away from your house. Your food not grown on little family farms. Those family farms will be forcibly destroyed by orders of the World Economic Forum and their lackeys in the national government and replaced with giant dystopian sci-fi pig farm apartment buildings where your food will, by necessity, have to be genetically modified and heavily vaccinated with antibiotics destroying any nutritional value that would have existed had they been grown in a natural way. It's a war on nature. It's a war on God. It's a war on humanity itself in order to create a control system. That's the purpose. It's all about control. It's all about destroying the average person's ability to have any effect whatsoever at what is on what is done to them, what their nation does, what their country does. This is being implemented as we speak now by the very same people that are trying to get us into a nuclear conflict with Russia over supposed freedoms and democracy overseas. Are you getting an idea of the full scale of the picture and the true reality of prison planet as a phrase?
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out.
Yo, Rom, I got that video that you wanted me to do the report on. Do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video? Rob, do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video report? What is going on? What the? Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to belabor this. We've got a big guest coming up. But it was one of our top 5 best-selling products. It was supply chain breakdowns. Been able to get it for over 2.5 years. We reformulated it and made it even better. Ultimate Bone Broth plus Primal Human Nutrition. The best bone broth out there, hands down. I challenge you to find better. And the regular stuff that's just regular bone broth that's great for your joints and body is on average the same price as this. They have premium brands that sell for 30, 40% more. This is the ultimate premium brand. This doesn't just have concentrated chicken bone broth or turmeric root or chaga mushroom or bee pollen or goji berry or alfalfa herb powder, all the incredible things that does. It's got 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower lecithin, organic aishi berry antioxidants, added electrolytes to help you recover from exercise, magnesium, potassium, sodium, real organic cocoa bean powder for the flavoring with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. This is cutting edge. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run, back in stock, and it keeps us on air. If you got joint pain, you're old, you're young, you're in sports, you're not, you got arthritis, you really need to try this. This thing was a 5-star, thousands of reviews when we could no longer produce it anymore, and it's finally back, a game changer. Bone Broth Plus, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.